This week in the Missouri Senate, we review an upcoming ballot question that comes from the legislature.
SJR 78. In recent years,
Senate Joint Resolution 78 will be on November's ballot as Amendment 7. Senator Ben Brown of Washington sponsors Senate Joint Resolution 78. On February 12th, he told the Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee what his idea seeks to do.
For one, SJR 78 specifies that only U.S. citizens over the age of 18 who are residents of Missouri are entitled to vote in all elections. More importantly, it preserves the one-person, one-vote system that has served as the cornerstone of our system of government. At a time when it has never been more important for citizens to know their votes really do matter, ranked choice voting initiatives further erode trust in disenfranchised voters. Under ranked choice voting, the ultimate winner of the election is often not even the candidate who is the first choice to most voters.
Senator Brown builds on what he perceives ranked choice voting to be.
This is due to a byproduct commonly referred to as ballot exhaustion. In traditional elections, every submitted ballot follows the instructions is counted towards the final result. But this isn't the case with ranked choice voting. In these elections, quote-unquote exhausted ballots do not count towards the final tally. While many ranked choice voting ballots are thrown out due to voter error in following convoluted instructions, even ballots that follow the instructions to the T that can be thrown out because the voter ranks candidates who are no longer in contention.
When Senate Joint Resolution 78 was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on April 2nd, Senator Doug Beck of Afton pointed out parts of our state already have this system in place.
Kansas City has nonpartisan elections, and so does the city of St. Louis now currently has nonpartisan elections, which your bill would only address as primary elections of a party. I think there is an issue there. Let's go back up. So what you're trying to do here is basically eliminate ranked choice voting in the Constitution.
Senator Carl LeMay of St. Louis added an amendment to the resolution that would exempt nonpartisan municipal elections if the city already had an ordinance in effect as of November 5th of this year that permits voters to cast more than a single vote for each issue or candidate on which such voter is eligible to vote.
In the city of St. Louis, the voters passed, and to my knowledge, it is a ranked choice. And they passed it in 2020. But the thing about it is they passed it with 68% of the vote. So they only did it for the top offices, for the people that sit on the Board of Aldermen, for the comptroller and the president of the Board of Aldermen. It's the four highest offices in the city.
In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official bill numbers on December 1st. The first regular session of the 104th General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.